Ancient discovery. Archaeologists can determine a great deal about the lives of ancient people by looking at their teeth. Hunter-gatherers, for example, were largely untroubled by tooth decay. Their diet consisted mainly of protein, with few of the carbohydrates that feed cavity-causing bacteria in the mouth. Once humans started farming grains, however, carbohydrates became a more important food source. With this change in diet came an increase in dental problems. A group of 2,000-year-old skeletons recently unearthed in Sudan presented something of a mystery in this regard. Though these ancient people were engaged in agriculture and mainly ate grains, their oral health was remarkably good. Less than 1% of the skeletons showed any sign of cavities or other forms of decay. In contrast, early agricultural communities in other places typically have decay rates as high as 50%. After a detailed study, scientists determined that the people in Sudan regularly consumed a weed called purple nutsedge. The edible portions of the weed, though bitter, contain antibacterial compounds capable of destroying the bacteria that cause dental cavities. It seems likely that, intentionally or not, the people in Sudan ensured good dental hygiene by relying on purple nutsedge as a food source.
Questions. Number 11. What have archaeologists learned about the ancient people in Sudan? Number 12. What is one thing the speaker says about purple nutsedge?